escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you remember your high school or middle school mascot?
Yeah.
Now, for high school, we had the Rockledge Raiders. And for middle school, it was interesting because we were the Kennedy Panthers. And they would actually bring this panther to our school. And so they would come in to a giant gym full of bite-sized morsels. I mean, middle school students with a giant black panther on a leash.
Wow.
And you're thinking, this thing, if it was decided it was hungry and overpowered the trainer, it could just eat kids.
You sure it wasn't just a real chubby cat?
That's what I mean. At that age, you don't know.
I did know. Middle school, I knew that. It was a big black panther, and you could still see the spots on it, even though it was black. They would be like, you could kind of see them through the light.
Wow, we were the rebels, and we had a rebel man, but then he got changed a few years ago, and now he's some really creepy knockoff of the Atlanta Braves
thing. Right, because rebel man was probably considered to be like Confederate or something like that.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, we are the warriors, mighty, mighty warriors. Everywhere we go, people want to know.
That's middle school?
No, that was my high school.
Well, you said elementary, middle, right?
No, I don't care what school it was.
We only had one mascot. I didn't have one in middle. Well, it was the same thing in middle school.
I don't remember middle or elementary.
Yeah.
Middle was Panthers for me, too, and now I'm disappointed I didn't get a cat.
Yeah, well, you didn't also possibly could become a snack for a large prey animal. But I was reading about some of the other mascots out there. In Louisiana, someone has the Snoopy from Peanuts character as their mascot.
Whoa.
And they're the only school in the nation that has the license for that, which is interesting. Yeah. There was a high school in Japan that was the home of the samurai. So they had samurais as their mascots.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pokemon.
No, but it's a good thing they didn't have the sumo wrestlers as their mascots.
Boy, I tell you.
That would be kind of wild.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Hawk used to live in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Scottsdale, they had the fighting artichokes. That's funny, but boy, it would be hard to be serious about taking on the other team, you know? You're like, we are the artichokes.
Well, it's kind of like the banana, you know, what's the banana?
Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so much fun to watch, but artichokes would not be as much fun.
I don't think. They don't taste good either.
They talked about one group in, I guess, California had the honkers. It was a goose. And they were the honkers. That does not sound great, does it? One person said they had a demon, as in a baby devil. It had a diaper on it and everything. That was also in Arizona. That is surprising that they went for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
You know, they were the Dysdale demons. So I guess they had the alliteration going.
But why a baby demon?
That's maybe not as dangerous.
Well, you know, when they're crying at night and they need their diaper changed.
And I've seen The Omen.
Yeah.
That's a demon child.
Like, oh, man.
The Exorcist, demon child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's one here that was the fighting okra. So I guess you had the fighting artichokes and the fighting okra. Mm-hmm. What's up with these vegetables?
I don't know, but it sounds like a delicious team.
Yeah.
But you think about, I mean, when you pick that mascot, who's in that meeting going, hey, I got an idea. How about okras?
I'm pretty sure it's women.
And then everybody else is going, yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm like, don't see men doing that.
You think about like somebody fierce because you're going to go out there on the field and you're going to, you know, fight.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, I mean, not even just food related ones. There are a lot of really weird mascots out there.
Maybe with the okra and the artichokes, they're fighting diabetes or something. We're going to fight for good health.
I just don't see a group of men doing that. Now, here's some really strange ones. Apparently, a banana slug was a school mascot.
Banana slug?
A fighting pickle. There's Brutus Buckeye.
You say that you don't see men doing it, but Savannah Bananas, that's a man who started that.
They were having fun and goofy with the bananas, and it was baseball. But like for football, you're thinking fighting artichokes is just not a manly mascot.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Maybe they have a guy named Art who will choke you on the field.
That would be a little bit more masculine.
Artichokes.
Yeah.
But there's the blue blob. Stanford's has a tree. I mean, there are some strange ones. Yeah. Mr. Okra, polka dots.
Maybe they're hoping it will encourage the team to work harder. Because, like, you have such a ridiculous mascot to overcome that you have to be the winners.
They're going
to
be making fun of us over our mascot.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is, but the Cobden Apple Knockers.
Huh.
Now, that's actually kind of cool. No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Not long ago, Tom brought up this thought, and I thought it was kind of a weird habit people have, but when you leave a store without buying anything, do you get worried that they think you're going to be shoplifting? And 75% of people said yes, they feel like that they're going to judge them on
especially if you have to go through the cashier area.
Yeah.
If it's like some big grocery stores, you can go over to the main entrance. And but when you're having to walk through the cash, I just raise my hands up going, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Just browsing.
Uh-huh. I like Dollar General stores where I go because I'm like, you know, I could buy one thing that's a dollar or something in the Dollar General store. So when you go in and just walk back out without anything, like you're going in the Dollar General store to buy something.
And I think they already know that people are walking out with stuff there.
They just expect it.
It's just laying around everywhere.
So I did some more research. How many of these weird habits do you have? So most all of us had that one.
Yeah.
Do you pace around and fidget with stuff while you're on the phone?
Yes.
I pace.
Okay.
I walk more that way than I do walking the dog.
Okay. But do you fidget with stuff? Like you're like adjusting something on the counter or, you know, you're just walking?
Okay. But I don't see how you could do both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I've washed dishes.
Yeah. I'm usually cooking and on the phone with my mom.
Oh, yeah. I'll put my earbuds in and walk around and clean different things. I'll taking trash out, talking to people.
I couldn't cook and be on the phone. Cooking to me is very demanding. Like timing is important. And, you know, you're like, all right, I need to make sure this comes off at a certain time.
Yeah. I mean, everything's char-grilled.
Don't you hate that? I do that without being on the phone. Because you're like, got the microwave going. You got your air fryer going. You got the little oven cooking the rolls.
Something starts beeping and you're like, I don't even know what that's for.
My wife saw, I was like, are you in a bad mood or something? I'm like, no, I'm cooking.
Focus.
Let me do my focus here.
All right. Here's another thing, or weird habit that you might have. Do you cringe when you hear a recording of your own voice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. 82% of people said yes.
I did when I was first starting out, but after a while, you guys should probably be used to it by now.
Well, I mean, we're in a profession that we hear our voice a lot.
Exactly.
But a lot of people, you know, when they see themselves on Facebook.
I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about you guys. Y'all said yes.
I will hear promos or like commercials, and I'm like, who is it? Oh, whoops, that's me. Never mind.
I'll get up on a Saturday morning and the show's on.
Uh-huh.
And I cringe.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way.
I can't listen to our show when we're not here doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So another weird habit. Do you ever worry other people are judging you for how fast your windshield wipers are going in like light rain?
No.
I do too.
I judge other people.
Yeah.
I'll have it on that intermittent, whatever, and I'll pass somebody, and they're just going, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it's just barely drizzling.
How about if your buddy's in the car, you know, and they're thinking they can't see over there? Because I don't like turning my windshield wipers on like most people.
What is that, a guy thing? Because my husband doesn't either. I'm like, I'm in the passenger seat being like, I hope you can see because I can't.
We're saving energy.
I got into a friend's car one time, and I couldn't see out the front window. And I'm like, dude, do you ever, like, turn on your washer to what? No, because I fear I'm going to run out, so I never use it. I said, but I'm going to need you to use it today because I'm seeing what looks like a kid's iPad screen.
Yeah, you getting where you're going just on a prayer? Yeah. Like, how are you seeing anything?
Do you ever just start to think other people are too weird to even be friends with?
Yes, Tom, I do.
All right. When you're reading a book, do you ever space out, read a whole page, and then not remember anything about the page?
You said read.
Yeah, I know. Do you read?
The reason I don't read, I've experienced it. I'll read the very first paragraph of the very first chapter or the very first page 15 times.
Oh, wow.
Because because all of a sudden I'm thinking about something else that has nothing to do with the book, so I lose concentration.
And some of the books flash back and forth in the timeline, so you'll get three chapters down and they'll be like, Tim did this. I'm like, who the heck is Tim? So I'm flipping back to figure it out.
I do that with Netflix.
Okay, so 97% of the people said yes. They just zone out and have to reread a page. All right, do you ever close like social media, Facebook, of X, any of those, because you're bored, and then within like a second or two, you pick your phone back up.
I do that.
And you check, and again.
I'll set it down. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to rest for a minute. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm bored.
93% of people said, yes, they do that.
There's nothing worse than when it's like, you've seen everything in your feed, and you're like, okay, well, I'm still bored, so come up with something.
You're thinking, did I get to the end of the internet?
I'm depending on you. You're letting me down.
That you're like, okay, I'll switch over to Insta.
Yeah. So we have a lot of these weird habits. Final one. Do you ever respond to your pet by saying, I know, I know, after they bark or meow?
I can't say I do that one.
Oh, I do.
I definitely did all the time.
Like the one time I left Daisy out all night by mistake.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
And I opened the door the next morning. She come in, and she just gave me a look. And I'm like, I know, Daisy. I'm a horrible parent.
Yeah.
I should have made sure you were in the house last night. I got a fenced yard.
83% of people, though, say, they say, I know, I know.
Yes. But we don't. We don't know.
What does that mean exactly?
It's like you are comprehending what they're trying to communicate, whatever it is. Like,
I never know what they're saying.
I feel like Daisy used to look at me going, you're an idiot, Dad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, Daisy.
The only thing I know when my dog is communicating is he's a pig and he wants more treats. And that's what I tell him. I'm like, you're a pig.
Wow, you are verbally abusing your puppy.
No, he's a pig.
So your dog's the one going, I know, I know.
Exactly.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, fall brings out some really unusual traditions. And, of course, pumpkin spice is one of the more obvious and perhaps obnoxious ones.
Well, it's back in Starbucks today, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a strange thing, the flavors that come out. But I just stumbled upon a tradition that I was not aware of, and it was apparently a big deal a few years back, and it's come back again this year.
Quick question. Why are pumpkin spice lovers have the same attitude as iPhone users?
Oh, they're uppity?
Yeah. They seem like they're better, and because you don't choose to participate, then you're looked down upon.
I feel like Samsung users are a little snotty.
Would you shut up?
Samsung users have to kind of make up for what they lack, and so they overcompensate.
We're polite.
I can't tell he's polite.
On others.
Who even brought this up?
I bought the new Samsung pumpkin spice flavored cell phone this year. It just came out.
Well, this is an entirely different thing. I'd never heard of it, but I am intrigued. It's called a butter candle.
Hmm.
And you take butter and you put it in the freezer in the shape of a round candle, and you get a food grade wick that you put in the center. Then you make one of those round bread things, like the kind you might see at a restaurant.
Like it's a rye type of pumpernickel.
It doesn't have to be that, but it's shaped like a big round cow turd.
What?
Like a cow patty, but inflated.
I was saying more so like a couch on your pillow, or on your a pillow on your couch.
No, they're round. Hello.
How big, though?
Is it like the bread they use for like soup bowls?
Oh, it's
exactly
like,
that.
Okay, okay. All right.
So can I just use a loaf of Sunbeam for this?
Okay. So what you do is you put the butter in the middle because you've got a round butter candle. You light it butter with a food-grade wick. And so then the butter melts into the center and you just dip your bread into it.
It
sounds kind of delightful.
Well, can't you just put your butter in the microwave and melt it and then dip it too?
Then you won't have a bowl. The butter makes it's a candle, so it has the butter pooled in the center.
Plus, this will keep it warm. So, like, if you do it in the microwave, it eventually, if you don't eat it all right then, it's going to get hard again. But with this, it'll stay wet, so you can, like, sop it up.
You can burn your finger as you're dipping in it.
Yeah, I don't like this.
That's weird.
I'd rather use that hole for, like, melted cheese to dip the bread in.
Oof, yum.
Well, that's not a thing.
Couldn't you do that with this, though, with cheese?
Make a cheese candle? I don't know how many cheeses melt that way. Some do and some don't.
Yeah. Velveeta probably burns. Just stick a wick down in a log.
Well, this thing looked really good, and I had a video of it pulled up, and I would definitely give it a try. The only thing I don't know is exactly how to make it round to begin with.
Make what round?
The butter, because I guess you have to melt it and then pour it into a mold or something.
I watched the video. It's a little like a Dixie cup, a little small like wax cup.
So you nuke it in the microwave, pour it in there, put it in the freezer.
The video I saw, it's not nuke. She just takes room temperature butter and mixes it with cinnamon and powdered sugar and then just pushes it down into...
Oh, cinnamon and powdered sugar.
Then you push it down into the cup with the wick in it.
It looks...
And freeze it.
It looks fancy, though, because the bread's shaped kind of like a half a pumpkin. And it's like this is one of those, you know...
Oh, that's pumpernickel.
Yeah.
Pumpkin nickel.
I'd be at one of these parties going, I ain't supposed to touch that. But you're supposed to, like, take the piece of bread that looks like the pumpkin.
That's when you just sit back and you wait for someone else to do it. And you're like, yes, it's food.
Am I supposed to eat that? Like, you see potpourri or something?
I'll walk over to the kitchen and there'll be another candle burning and I'm dipping my bread in the wax.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that that's a regular candle.
It won't hurt you.
This is weird butter. I mean, I'm going to still eat it, but it's weird.
Left the film in my mouth.
Well, I like it. It looks like fun. Now, it looks a little bit too much work for me, but if someone else did it, I would definitely eat this. I think restaurants should do this. That would be very clever for a restaurant to bring out your bread with the butter candle in the middle.
Well, there's Carrabba's? They do like the olive oil dip.
I love that.
Too healthy, though. We're doing butter dip.
I know. I'm the same way. It's okay. I love the spices they use. We used to advertise for them, and they actually cut those by hand every day. But I'm not a big olive oil person, not to eat plain. I'll cook stuff in it, but I don't want to just eat it.
It's so good like that, but I choose the butter.
It doesn't have a taste. It's just like a oil film.
Well, you put the balsamic vinegar in it.
Or the spices.
But when you run out of spices, you're left with olive oil.
Yeah, only thing I'm dipping my bread in is usually the peanut butter jar. It ain't fancy or nothing, but it's easy.
Is that not? I mean, the peanut butter's kind of hard.
Yeah.
You could put a candle in it.
You know what? Peanut butter, though, that would melt.
Mm-hmm.
Would it, though?
Yeah. How many times you set the peanut butter out and leave it out for a day or two?
I've made peanut butter sweets, bars, and you melt the peanut butter in the microwave.
There ain't nothing worse than opening your peanut butter jar and you see like this big old layer of liquid oil.
All you do is stir it.
Well,
that's what you're supposed to do.
My Jif don't do that.
If you get fresh ones, like if you go to Whole Foods and get that fresh mix, it's good.
Well,
man.
Mine ain't fresh. It's expired, trust me.
Oh. That's why they separated.
Gross.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, you know what? They have the list of states with the most female couch potatoes.
How on earth would you get a list of the most female couch potatoes?
Well, the states that have the most, you know, ladies that are sitting on the couch, I guess.
I mean, those people don't even respond to surveys.
That's a good point. So I want to tell you the results. We did make the list, just to let you know. But they ask people about their spouses and losing weight. This is kind of funny, but 53% of the people surveyed think their partner should lose a few pounds. Now, has your partner ever asked or said anything to you about that?
Not to my face.
Yeah, no. That's I'm sure my wife at one point was saying, yeah, do it for the kids and all that crap. But once I caught diabetes, I lost the weight.
Yeah.
I can't eat anything I like anymore.
Yeah, and 79% said they would tell their partner if they thought they were overweight. They just go ahead and tell them, which I would think that would cause a fight.
You know, they know it.
Yeah.
You know when you're overweight.
Yep.
So to be told that you're overweight is not always a good thing.
I think it's a bad thing, and you got to be careful and do it like my wife did, where she's like, I'm not saying this because I care. I just want you to be there for the kids. But, like, my kids are pretty well grown now, so I'm kind of like, you know, so I made it.
Well, maybe now you need to wait for the grandkids. Do it for the grandkids.
Oh, don't give her any ammunition.
Well, the new survey said that in relationships, you're likely to actually have the two-year bloat. They say that more than two-thirds of those in relationships admit that their partner has put on weight in the first 24 months of their relationship. So you get married, you're on the single, you know, you're out on the dating scene, and you're single, you're doing your sit-ups, you're eating right, and all of a sudden you get married 2 years before you have gained some weight in a relationship.
Because you're happy. Yep. You don't have to do the working out anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. You've heard the term fat and happy, right?
Yeah.
It's no different than fishing. You use bait that the fish ain't actually going to get.
Yeah.
And you throw it in the water, and they're like, oh, I want that. And then you catch them, and they're like, I don't have that. It was fake. It's a rubber worm. I'm not going to be that person that I was when you were dating.
You hooked them.
Exactly.
You thought that you were going to work out and everything else. And once you get comfortable in it, you're like, I'm never stepping foot in a gym again.
And now you fry them up and eat them with tartar sauce.
Well, that's going too far with the analogy. But you're kind of in the ballpark.
And that's why you're getting chubby, because you're frying them up. It all makes sense now.
Yeah. Saying, how do you catch a fish? Someone said, you know, you put a worm. You know, and you try to catch them with the worms. Like, no, you are hiding the hook is what you're doing. That's why the worm is there. You're hiding the hook.
And the worm's like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Exactly.
This hurts. I don't like it.
So, according to the survey, what state has the most number of female couch potatoes?
Alabama.
Okay, it's on there. You got Mississippi.
It's going to be all the southern states that they call us dumb and fat, the whole country.
They do. Anything like this. It's always the southern states that get hate.
Yeah, we've got the worst education, the worst health. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Okay, Arkansas.
We do, but I like it.
You know what's funny? If we're so terrible, why is everyone flocking here?
Exactly.
Hmm.
You got, what did I say so far?
Arkansas.
All right, Mississippi, Kentucky. That's, you know, it's up there. That ain't necessarily too southern.
It's pretty southern.
It's, yeah.
It's connected to Tennessee, so there's some issues there. You got Louisiana.
Yep.
Yeah. Nolan's down there. Georgia is mentioned, South Carolina, and even North Carolina.
See, all the southern states.
So come on, girls. You know what? We can do better next year, I think. And we need to go, we need to sit down more this year. I was going to say go out and do something about this.
Yeah, we won't stand for this. We're going to sit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You ever have an ant problem? In Florida, we have those fire ants that are crazy, and I think there's plenty of them here in South Carolina, too.
Yeah.
We had a problem once when my son was about 4 or 5 years old, and maybe even younger, probably three or four. He was a toddler, and we were out by the side yard playing, yeah. And I looked down, and he had on shorts, and one of his legs was just much darker than the other. And ended up, he'd been standing in an ant pile.
Oh.
So I ran over and immediately just started running, wrapping both hands around his thigh and just swiped downwards to get as many of those ants off him as possible.
Horrible fun.
Yeah. But those things are, they're a menace.
Yes. Uh-huh. I know, and I told you my story. Like, I had the ants in my car, and I don't know how in the world they got in the car, but I vacuumed them up. And then I had ants in my closet where my vacuum cleaner was.
Well thought out.
Yeah, you don't want to vacuum ants up.
I've done that with ladybugs.
Yeah.
Because I had an infestation in a room I was in Gatlinburg. I vacuumed them up, put the vacuum back in the closet. Next day, they were just a little trail from the closet back to their little hut.
Ain't they were like, what was that about?
Yeah. He went on a ride.
Minding my own business.
But, people look for ways to safely get rid of ants like this. And the poisons out there, they're kind of scary, That stuff doesn't seem like it's safe for your family. You put that white powder on it, but that stuff's going everywhere.
That's a chance.
Apparently, on the internet, there is another way to get rid of ants. Supposedly, if you pee-pee on the ant pile, it kills the ants.
I can do that. I don't mind. I do it out in the backyard all the time.
Well, I have some bad news for you. I did a little research on this, and it's got some technically true parts, but it's not practically true. It turns out whenever you pee on an ant pile, your pee has mostly got some sugars in it that the ants like.
Oh.
So they don't have a problem with it at all. Now, the true part is if you were to put your pee in a mason jar for about a month and let it ferment, then it would have alkalines. It would have ammonia in it that would actually deter and kill the ants and make them go away. But only if you save it for a month. And imagine having those mason jars sitting around your house.
No, that's not moonshine.
No.
Well, now you said they like the pee.
When it's fresh.
When it's fresh. Why don't you just pee from their nest over into the neighbor's yard and let them follow that little trail?
Well, you need to check your HOA rules before you do that.
Ants are little freaks.
Like, yeah,
we're
right?
A bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, they're
like,
into
this
that.
Ain't so bad. And then once it's a little old, they're like, this is not to my liking.
Yeah.
It's the Leonardo DiCaprio's.
No, I was thinking R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. These are R. Kelly ants.
You know those poor ants at that house are like, again?
Well, they say the best thing is to call an exterminator.
Yes.
Sorry. I need to go home.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What fermented stuff have you been drinking?
They say if you are going to do this, it's good to stay good and hydrated and drink lots of water, but then you got to have the storage for that length of time, which is not going to be very easy to explain to people.
Mm.
But what a strange thing. The internet is full of the strangest remedies and tricks.
With things like this all the time, I think, who is the weirdo who thought about this? Well, who's like, you know what? I'm going to pee on this ant bed and see what happens.
Well, every man is who thought of this.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.